It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The transfer of power in Washington leaves some business groups flirting with a transfer of allegiance. Business groups have been part of the Republican coalition for almost as long as there's been a Republican Party. But now that Republicans are out of power, some of the nation's leading business groups supported President Obama's economic stimulus plan. Business lobbyists who used to be part of the Republican team are acting more like free agents. NPR's Peter Overby covers power and influence in Washington.
Exactly three of the 219 Republicans in Congress voted for the stimulus package last month. But some of their most loyal allies in business had already joined the other side.
Speaking for Business, the latest news and commentary.
In this weekly commentary, U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue said the bill would help businesses grow and invest.
That's why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce strongly supported the economic stimulus package recently signed by the president. Business investment incentives, along with tax rebates for consumers, will help create new jobs.
It's the same story at the National Association of Manufacturers, where Jay Timmons oversees lobbying operations.
There were a good number of provisions that were helpful to business and none actually that were harmful. And our member-led key vote committee chose to designate it as a key vote.
That is one of the critical votes that the association uses in determining who its congressional friends are. The result, when President Obama signed the bill, he could cite a bipartisan list of allies.
Business leaders, unions, public interest groups, from the Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers, as well as the AFL-CIO.
It's a far cry from 1994, when Republicans won control of Congress. Here's Newt Gingrich during the 94 campaign.
We are the party that believes in less regulation, less red tape, less control by Washington.
Ideas that are now on the back burner, to say the least. And there are connections that a few years ago would have been unimaginable. Let's go back to the National Association of Manufacturers. Its president is John Engler. He spent three terms as governor of Michigan. Like Gingrich, he championed tax cuts and privatization. But now the Manufacturers Association isn't so concerned about ideology. Again, the association's Jay Timmons.
We're going to continue to work with folks on both sides of the aisle and both the House and the Senate because, in the end, we all want the same thing, and that's a better economy and jobs.
What's more, the Democrats want to talk, too.
They have reached out to ask us, particularly on the Senate side, about what our ideas are.
That's John Castellani. He heads up the Business Roundtable, an alliance of some 140 corporate leaders. Castellani says House Democrats are also making overtures.
The majority leader, Mr. Hoyer, invited me and some of my colleagues in to brief the freshman Democrats.
Castellani's view of Republicans in Congress is phrased cautiously.
The one thing the Republicans know from the 2008 elections is you can't beat something with nothing.
Among lobbyists, there's a feeling that they haven't got the luxury of being purists, unlike, say, politicians on Capitol Hill.
We're anxious to reach out to anybody and everybody.
Dan Danner is president of the National Federation of Independent Business. 15 years ago, NFIB lobbyists helped to make the Gingrich Revolution happen. This year, the small business membership didn't take a stand on the stimulus. Last week, Danner was at President Obama's summit on health care. That's the Federation's top issue.
We have talked with the Obama people starting, I believe, in August, well before the election, about health care. And the president's proposals have a lot of things that we would agree with.
Certainly not everything, of course. It's also true that other issues will reunite business and the GOP. For instance, business hates the Employee Free Choice Act, which would give unions a big boost in organizing workplaces. Probably this year, that bill will come up for a vote in Congress. But not even that seems likely to disrupt the business lobby's working relationships with Democrats. As I spoke with lobbyists for this piece, they all agreed. Nothing is ideological right now. Pragmatism is what works. Issue by issue by issue. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.